This week's parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, benching, and the question arises, what is the level of obligation or recommendation with regard to benching al hakos? So this is a three-way machlokas harishonim, which is based on the understanding of the relationship between two different sugyas in Maseches Pesachim and Avri Pesachim. And Daf Kuf Hamed Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses the case of somebody who comes home after Shabbos and he only has one kos, he only has one cup of wine. What should he do? He wants to make Havdalah and he's not allowed to eat before Havdalah. But then he wants to have a Seuda and how's he going to bench ala kos? So the brisa suggests that in this case he'll eat before Havdalah and then he'll make Havdalah and benching on the same kos. So the Gemara says we can learn from here that bracha teuna kos, that Birchas Hamazon requires a kos, a cup of wine. And then later in the parak Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions that the third of the four kosos on the Seder night is for benching. So the Gemara says maybe this should be a raya that benching requires a kos. And the Gemara says no, maybe once we're already having four kosos, derech eirus. So the Chacham put one on Birchas Hamazon, but not that Birchas Hamazon necessarily. You can prove from here that it requires a kos. So how do we deal with these two sugyas? So one very smooth way to address these two sugyas is to say that the Gemara says in Daf Kufay that benching requires a kos. That's learned from a brisa. And Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara wants to say maybe it could even be learned from a Mishnah. So Gemara says no, you can't learn it from the Mishnah, but we still have the limit from the brisa. And in fact, it is an obligation to bench ala kos. And this is the opinion of numerous Rishonim, Tosus and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, many other Rishonim, and they hold that it's an obligation to bench ala kos even when a person is benching by himself. The Gemara doesn't say that benching with a zimun requires kos. It says bracha to una kos, benching. So that applies across the board. And if you'd have two people benching and not a third, and there would be no zimun, so then each one would require a kos, because each one is benching for himself. And the Torah even goes so far as to say in Kuf Pei Beis, that if a person does not have a kos, but he will get one in the somewhat near future, then he should not eat until he gets one, even if he has to miss a meal. To that level of obligation to bench ala kos. Tosus suggests that maybe the minhag olam is not like this, to bench ala kos, certainly be chida, so therefore he suggests maybe the chiyuv is only when there's a zimun, and this is the psak of a small number of rishonim, but a number of rishonim as well, that goes Maimonides quotes, and the Beis Yosef brings that from the Zohar, apparently. The Zohar says also that only with a zimun is there an obligation to bench ala kos. And the understanding seemed to be that according to the Zohar, one should not bench ala kos, be yichidus. So the Beis Yosef quotes, and the Rama brings in Shulchan Aruch, that there were those who wanted to be mahadir for the opinion that says that there's always a chiyuv to bench ala kos, but they also wanted to be choshish for the Zohar. They would have the kos when they didn't have a zimun. They would bench ala kos with the kos in front of them without touching it. And that would, because the Zohar apparently holds, you should not bench ala kos without the zimun. And then there's a third opinion. The Rif quotes this sugya on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, and the Ran mentions, why is he quoting this? All the Gemara says is, we can't learn from here that there's a chiyuv to bench ala kos. That's not something the Rif would normally bring. It's not a halacha. So the Ran says, apparently the Rif understood that this is a halacha, that there's no chiyuv to bench ala kos. And this is the opinion of the Rambam as well, that there is no chiyuv to bench ala kos ever. It's just a mitzvah min hamufchor. It's a nice thing. It's a hiddur mitzvah. But it is not an obligation. So the three shittas are, it's always an obligation. It's an obligation when there's a zimun, or it's never an obligation. It's a hiddur mitzvah. All of these three opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, and the Mechaber does not give a clear psak. So all these three opinions are quoted. The Mishnah Berurah writes on other achronim that the minhag olam for centuries has been that people are not makbid to bench ala kos, certainly not be yichidus, perhaps based on that Zohar, which apparently appears in several places in the Zohar. Even with the Zimun, it was not customary that people always benched ala kos. Perhaps the Aruch HaShulchan suggests maybe that's because wine was very expensive and it wasn't always available, etc., etc. But lemaisa, that was the minhag olam, but it certainly is. So apparently we're being noeg like that third opinion quoted in Shulchan Aruch, like the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, but certainly is a mitzvah min hamufchar to bench ala kos bezimun. Some people seem to be of the understanding that when there's 10 people, then there's a chiyuv. That's not one of the opinions. That's not any of the opinions. It's no different than when there's 3 people in terms of benching ala kos. Some have the practice to bench ala kos specifically on Shabbos. That's not, it doesn't seem to be a halachic distinction between Shabbos or any other time. Maybe just on Shabbos, people are there anyway. They already have a fancier meal. They have one at the meal for Kiddush. So maybe they're more likely. Maybe on Shabbos, you want to be more mahadar b'mitzvahs. So maybe that's a factor. But al pi halacha, it is considered certainly a hiddur mitzvah, but not a absolute obligation to bench halakos when there is a zimun. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.